Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2016. Mr. Heiner Löffler, consultant, presents Innovation and Brand Protection.
So, welcome to the world of grime, of counterfeiting and brand protection. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. I studied economics and process engineering, and first time I got in touch with counterfeits was during my time with Hugo Boss. All kind of products were on the market, suspenders, everything. I am the boss. We really found it funny, and we even had a big party, in-house party, where everybody from the employees had to wear a fake product. During my time with Ulsport, I traveled regularly to Asia, and I was honestly fascinated by the fake markets in all the towns, and I even purchased some products. And during my time with LK International AG, the brand is better known as Schuss, Lasse Schuss, ski apparel, golf apparel. One of my responsibilities was the claim department. And in 2012, we were flooded by fake products in the market, thousands of ski jackets on the market, and we got a lot of claims of products which were not from us. So it was a real threat, and we had to find a strategy how to respond, how to react. Here are, unfortunately only in German, some customer reactions from disappointed customers. They purchased the products and thought they will get originals, and were absolutely disappointed by the quality, by the fabrics, and so on. So our brand image was really threatened. This is my agenda for today. Some few facts and figures. What does it mean if you get counterfeited? There are positive things, but even more negative things. Some tools to develop a strategy if you are faced with this problem. You should know how the industry, the fake industry, the counterfeit industry works. It's an own industry, worldwide industry, and then perhaps some helpful advice how to find your own strategy for your brand. Some facts and figures. The estimation is that nearly 10% of all apparel sold worldwide are counterfeits, are not originals. And you can imagine the figure is tremendous. The next figures are from a study from Ernst & Young from 2014. The damage the German economy had in 2014 is 56 billion euros. That's not only apparel, that's the whole industry. And a loss, yearly loss of 30,000 to 40,000 jobs in Germany. Overall industry, not only apparel. And the next two figures, I think, are very interesting. Out of the study of Ernst & Young, 32% of consumers have already purchased counterfeits, and 15% could imagine to do it. That means there's no awareness about the problem and what's caused by this industry. The impact, if you of counterfeits. To get copied is an accolade to the brand. of course, your brand is hot. If you get copied, you know your brand is well aware in the market, and even the brand awareness is increasing. A lot of people are looking what happens with this brand. So that's the positive thing, but your brand image can be go down dramatically. If you think about brands like Ed Hardy or in the past Windsurfing Chiemsee, for example, or Lacoste, they had dramatic loss in turnover, and of course the regular industry loses jobs too. There could even your health could be risked by buying counterfeits. If you think about spare parts in cars, for example, that's not our industry, but the health risk is also one part. A lot of our companies are working hard on CSR and not using toxic materials. Consumers who buy counterfeit apparel, they even have a health risk. They don't know the ingredients of the fabrics, for example. And who buys counterfeits supports child labor, all no regular wages, all the things our industry is fighting heavily against it. And with the money, and a lot of money, you support the organized crime. And this is the awareness of consumers, which I'm missing in this part. In the study of Ernst & Young, a lot of people said, if we would know these results, we would never buy counterfeits. But you saw the figures, more than 50% have no problem to do it. This is one tool, morphological box, which can help you to find a strategy if your brand has the problems of counterfeits in the market. I will not read everything, but you have to think about, is it worldwide? If it's, do you get copied from competitors? They just copy your design. Then you have to find means against this, and there are means. Do you work together with other companies? Which region is important for you? Of course, if you try to fight against counterfeits in Asia, it's much more expensive than if you do it here in our countries, in Europe. Which platforms, where are the offers? Is it B2B, is it B2C? And so on. You can work with police software, you can develop your own software, you can use companies specialized to fight, to help you for your brand protection. That's just a box to get clear. Where is my threat? What to do? How to develop a strategy? And there are three main things you can do. One is prevention, to avoid as it's possible that you get copied. If you get copied, you should know what happens in the market, you should monitor it, and of course you have means for repression. And if we look to some points, you have to check how are your property rights saved, secured, registered. You have to work close with all the customs authorities. They have own departments which will help you on this part. You can register all information about your brand at customs, the supply chain, your suppliers, the forwarders you work with, all the differences between the counterfeit products and the originals, so they have the means to confiscate at the borders. Here again, the brand awareness, the awareness of your own employees, of your customers. We got a lot of fake products back from retailers, from well-known retailers in Germany. They couldn't see the difference between the original and the fake products. And they even made a credit note to the customers who brought the fake products to them. And monitoring, we will see some slides afterwards. You should know where happens the brand infringement, and you should know what's the volume to find your means against it. How does the counterfeit industry works? And my first words were, it's a crime. It's organized crime, definitely. These are two examples, offers on Alibaba, Chinese platform. You see an FOB price. You see the minimum order quantity, all things you know. These are original pictures of our products from Schuss. Original pictures, but nothing is produced at that time. They just check if there is a market demand, how is the response of the market for these products, and they will just start production if they get a positive response from the market. Nothing is produced at this time. That's a funny thing for children, find the difference. This was similar offer. I think it was also on Alibaba. And we deleted this offer. We deleted each offer we found worldwide. And 1 week later, the same picture without our logo appeared on a different platform. But it was without logo, so it was fine for us. Or we couldn't do anything because no brand infringement anymore. And I talked about the monitoring. You have to know what happens in the market. And you have to search for it. Not to be just surprised what happens. These are some Chinese signs. The first one means ski apparel. And second one, something like ski industry. Perhaps some Chinese people know it better now. And if you went to these pages, you were linked to our products. Another example for searching in the dark, C2C offer, also one platform with a lot of counterfeits on it. Two search approaches, one Adidas, written the right way, no offers at all, no items found. If you add a blank in between, you found 27 faked products of Adidas on this platform. So you have to be a little bit creative to find out what's going on with your brand. These are the main wholesale marketplaces, different countries, but of course, you know Taobao, I think, Alibaba. Do you have any estimation the turnover of 1 day on Alibaba? It's up to $58 billion per day what's traded on Alibaba. And you have the minor dealing. These are, you know, eBay, of course, eBay Germany in this case. And you have similar marketplaces in nearly each country, Switzerland, it's Ricardo, Netherlands, Italy, and so on. And the figures you see here, that was the deletion we did in 1 month on this all offers we deleted in 1 month on the different platforms. So our strategy was to avoid to any sales, to make it as difficult as possible for the sellers to get the product to the market, to reduce reproduction. But the market changes. In the past, you had sometimes the luck, the chance to confiscate containers of fake goods. Some years ago, Adidas and Nike, they managed together with customs authorities to confiscate 120 containers with fake shoes at one day in Hamburg Harbor. But the industry changes. They import only few containers. Mainly, they offer it. They make their own online shops, platforms, and they are very creative and quick to offer it. Here you can see some from North Face, and as you can see, it's not totally correct written. The H is missing. And to give you an estimation about the quantities of shops, only North Face, for example, that's what we measured with the company I worked with. In one day, 824 domains with North Face fake domains were opened in one day. And 1 month later, again, 724 domains. So there are such a lot of fake domains in the market, and if people purchase there, they get a parcel some weeks later directly from Asia. So you will not be able anymore to confiscate a lot of containers, but there are a lot of small shipments, and this is increasing and much more difficult to get a clue to it, how to handle this. And therefore, you should work very close with customs authorities. And for this part of the business, you should build alliances. I attended a meeting in Herzogenaurach with Adidas people, of course, Adidas people and Nike people at the same table to discuss how to work together on this part of the business. Even Dutch companies have their alliances on this. And that's one possible reaction. If you are able to get these domains to get a clue to it, you can redirect it to your own one. Notice to consumers, this site is a known counterfeit site selling counterfeit the North Face products. That could be one smart solution to collect all these domains and redirect it to your own one. So, if you are faced with this problem, you have to find your own strategy fitting to your company. We deleted all offers on each platform on a daily basis. And as you could see, it was worthwhile to do it. Delete of domains, sometimes it's much more difficult, and if you delete it, it changes from Moldavia to somewhere else in the world. Collect the real names behind the nicknames, especially if you think about eBay or all these minor dealing platforms. Everybody has his nickname. There are programs from eBay, it's called Vero, where you can register yourself, and if you delete an offer, I could delete each offer on eBay directly from my desk, and I get back the real name of the seller. So you can find out what structure is behind. Build strategic alliances, that's the example I told about Adidas and Nike, for example. Build up public awareness. We even used one time the Bild-Zeitung with an article to show the differences, to make people aware what happens in the market. There are a lot of difficult approaches on this part. Very important, customs registration and training. I regularly went to customs officials and to staff in Leipzig, in Frankfurt, and I trained them on our products. I showed them that's the difference between original to the counterfeit product. This is our supply chain. If something coming in through another harbor, it's definitely not from us. And gave them all the information. They have all the information in their system, so they are able to confiscate goods, and it worked well. And that's important for the board. Measure your success. You even can make money out of this business if you know the people, because you got the names and you have a good lawyer. At the end of the day, we earn more money than we spend for companies working with us. And now my favorite slide, which explains a little bit how we worked. So, I think I have to explain it. We deleted one offer on eBay of a used pants. And so we got the real name behind, and we collected all these informations in our system. So we recognized that's the real name, Silvia Senft from Wien, Austria, that she used a lot of nicknames, and she sold not only our products, a lot of counterfeits, all kind of counterfeits. And we investigated a little bit more and found out there are some other same name. Her husband, he's in the same business. Together, they have a travel agency in Wien with 30 employees. That's one driver of the company, bus driver. He also worked in this company. The son too, and so on. So we found out it's really a network working together, and they had a turnover of more than 100,000 euro per year over all the different products. And with all these informations, of course, we went back to them, and they had to pay a lot of money back to us. So that was really refinancing all our efforts we are doing on the other side.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.